Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Next Friday, on March 4th, I'll talk about the last shift of the Mayan calendar. On March 9th, we're entering the last of 9 major periods of transformation for the Mayan calendar, and all 9 of the major periods are ending later this year, so find out what to expect. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're in the midst of our pre-order sale for the 2012 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Now through March 10th, you can save about 20% on your Good Timing Guide and or newsletters for next year. It's your pre-order that allows us to print the guide, so we thank you with this special sale once a year. And it's the only sale we have for new guides. So now is the time to take advantage of it. And I want to mention that we recently had some problems with our Polaris store, so if you tried to pre-order and had a problem, please try again. We got it fixed. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300 to order. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And in case you're not familiar with the Good Timing Guide, this is a tool that assists you to be more successful and get better results for your important activities. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait, with easy-to-read color codes. Days are not created equal, so make use of the best ones for your important tasks. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. While you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide, too. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, today we have a major cycle peaking, which is related to power issues and debt, especially debt issues of government or municipalities. We're witnessing these power issues coming to the forefront in the Middle East. The cycle is Jupiter square Pluto. We could easily see power challenges related to growth versus debt issues, and it's very hard to grow your way out of debt. Our culture is accustomed to believing that growth solves everything and is the most important goal there is. But in reality, though, growth and prosperity are actually at odds with each other. For example, if a company gains a higher level of prosperity, it can choose to grow by hiring more people or buying more labor-saving equipment, or it can distribute that money to those who created it. In the latter case, the recipients experience more prosperity, but the company doesn't grow. Now, that issue is likely to arise with this major cycle of Jupiter square Pluto, and there really is too much debt to grow. So even if a company or a country has all the money it needs to grow, there's often a reluctance to invest the money while the U.S. government is in so much debt and likely to default. So essentially, whether anyone is willing to discuss it forthrightly or not, there's a lot of unease related to the economy and our enormous debt as a nation. We'll see what Congress does during this period. Now, on a personal note, this cycle of Jupiter square Pluto is associated with knowing something at a deep level and then not following through with your intuition or guts. So if you start to second guess yourself, stop and stick with your intuition or guts, which will be correct. This cycle came into range back on January 22nd. It peaks today on February 25th. It stays in range through March 28th. Next, we still have a party going on, but this time the party is in the sign of Pisces. The Sun, Mercury, Mars, and Chiron are all together in the early degrees of Pisces. Now, this sign isn't so good for Mercury, especially since it's so close to the Sun. It generally means that we're not seeing something. just like we can't see the planet Mercury when it's so close to the sun. So be careful not to overlook details or take them at face value. If you don't look beneath the surface, you're likely to miss important details. Now, earlier this month, on February 8th, Chiron moved back into the sign of Pisces to stay through February 17th of 2019. Chiron in Pisces is associated with wounds to the oceans, such as the major oil disaster we had last year while Chiron was in Pisces for the first time. It's also associated with psychic wounds and, of course, healing those wounds, too. With the Sun, Mercury, and Mars also with it in Pisces, we could experience other types of wounding, especially emotional wounds. And if this occurs, look for ways to release or heal those wounds. We have several tools that release emotional wounds permanently, such as emotional freedom and healing releases, emotional freedom technique, or rapid eye movement techniques. So use any of those tools to release whatever may come up now. Now, next, starting tomorrow on February 26th, peaking on February 28th, which is Monday, through March 1st, and staying in range through March 2nd, we have the opportunity for unexpected love and money. We could also spend our money unexpectedly, too. This is the cycle of Venus sextile Uranus. If you need a boost for your sales, set your intention that it will show up here right before month end. The cycle is especially strong on February 28th when the moon also conjuncts Venus and sextiles Uranus. And if you need a quick promotion, use this weekend and Monday, February 28th. So keep in mind that opportunities don't demand a response. You must take the initiative to get the benefit. Next, beginning this Sunday, February 27th, we get another cycle that provides the opportunity to transform how we compete. The cycle of Mars sextile Pluto can also transform our motivations for the actions we take. Just remember this. Taking the right action for the wrong motivation or reason leads to the wrong result. So this is a good time to reconsider your motivations for all actions you take and be sure you're taking them for a positive motivation. Otherwise, skip it. Also remember, never take an action out of fear. Otherwise, that action will lead to attracting whatever you fear. A good example of this opportunity is to shift your thinking away from the need to compete with others to instead start creating whatever you want by collaborating with others. With Mars in Pisces, this is also a good time to choose compassion over anger whenever you get triggered. This is an opportunity to practice unity consciousness in which we learn to respect others and their motivations instead of judging them. Now, next Friday, March 4th, what's getting started at that new moon are adjustments in our responsibilities and obligations, especially related to credit, debt, joint resources, communications, and transportation in our daily jobs. Now, we also see the beginning of an economic challenge that comes to a head later in the month for the second time. That is Jupiter opposite Saturn. The first challenge peaked in August of 2010. Now, there's a big focus on relationships and joint resources with this new moon. And if you use the Mars sextile Pluto energy that's peaking that day to transform your motivations for the actions you take, then seeds will be planted for major new relationships and new joint resources to become available to you over the next 6 months. Also, this new moon shows continued international power issues, as well as continued challenges with tax-exempt bonds and the stock markets. We may even have seen the top of the stock market for a while by the time this new moon gets here on March 4th. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that we have quite a few very good days in the next week, especially next Monday, February 28th, and Tuesday, March 1st. However, also notice that we're in the last or third quarter moon phase. So that suggests that the structures needed for new starts are not yet there. If you have an important new start, wait until after the new moon on March 4th to start it. March 6th, 7th, 9th, or 10th are the best dates we have. So avoid the times when something's falling out or when there's a time, we're in a time out. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, so you don't need to take notes. To receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the home page. That's www.askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Join us on March 4th through the 6th for an unprecedented live broadcast from the Northwest Women's Show as we launch our Global Prosperity Campaign. Imagine 3 days of live broadcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com from the floor of one of the largest women's events in the country. Let us help you spread your message of hope and opportunity and together create a new paradigm for thriving. Become a sponsor reaching over 300 cable, AM, FM, and internet stations globally. Or host your own show reaching over 400,000 people. That's not all. We have a special offer for the exhibitors and sponsors at the Northwest Women's Show, which includes videotaping your interview. Get ready for a fun, transformative 3 days from all of us at the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Contact me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Momentum is gaining, so give us a call now.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Bagel Oasis has been baking Seattle's best bagels since 1988. Using only the finest natural ingredients and old-fashioned baking methods to create a bagel that is unparalleled. Now, add an array of specialty sandwiches and omelets, soups from scratch daily, and you have a delectable experience making Bagel Oasis my number one pick. So if it's a bag of fresh bagels or a breakfast or lunch treat that won't break your budget, Bagel Oasis is the place for you. Located in Seattle on 65th and Ravenna. Check out today's specials at SeattleBagelOasis.com and pre-order by calling 206-526-0525. That's SeattleBagelOasis.com. And remember, call 206-526-0525.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls. I believe we have room for one more caller. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. That number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. 2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And I also do relationship charts to help you understand the most important relationships in your life. So get a roadmap to success by scheduling a consultation. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and let's take Annette. She's calling in from Federal Way. She had a career question for you, and her information, if we can give it out on the air, she was born March 3rd of 63 at 12:58 p.m. She was born locally here in Tacoma, Washington. And her question is, she's looking for some direction around her career. She's actually quitting one job, possibly starting another, but is it the right thing to do for Annette? So let's bring her on. Annette, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. Yes,
hi, Annette.
Hi. I'm just looking for some direction and which would be the most prosperous way for me to go.
Looking at
real estate.
You're in real estate?
Well, no, I'm looking to go possibly in that direction.
Oh, you're looking to go in that direction. Okay.
Correct. I've also been a lot of sales rep positions in the past.
Okay.
And I need to know which way would be the most prosperous. I'm going through a divorce.
Okay. And are you trained in real estate? I mean, you have a real estate license or not?
Correct. I do.
You do. Okay. And you've done it before?
I have only done it personally, not as a business, and personal investments that I had.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. 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 Well, first of all, I want to wish you an early happy birthday. You're almost there.
Thank you. Thanks. It feels great.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this career that you have, what kind of sales have you been doing in the past?
Sales rep for manufacturers in more of a natural industry, more food related.
Okay.
Food and vitamin related.
Okay, so more self-care kinds of products.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, and you say you're quitting a job. Have you already quit it?
Yes, it was for a company. It was for my husband's business and just the bookkeeping part of the end of the business.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, so you weren't in sales doing that. You were doing something different that wasn't really your true interest.
No.
Yes.
Clerical, desk work, computer.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, there's a couple of things going on, and I was just trying to figure out exactly what's happening. You have a very expansive potential for your career, and What I am not sure of, I mean, you do have a very, what I would call a short-term potential here to possibly consider real estate as a career. But it's not what I would typically choose for you. In other words, you're really into something that perhaps bring either more healing or more opportunities for people to unite together in some way. It's not really something that's perhaps more visionary. Let me put it that way. You see, you're not really what I say. What I would consider to be a strong candidate to do real estate.
Okay.
To make money as a career in real estate. It's too, it's not visionary enough for you. It doesn't have a strong enough purpose, meaningful purpose for you.
Okay.
That's how I would look at it. Is there anything else that you're considering besides real estate?
I'm going back to being a sales rep.
And what would you be a sales rep for? What kind of product?
Depending upon who would hire me. What's out there?
What are you interested in?
Exactly. I would go for more of the natural industry.
Okay.
And where I was, not necessarily where I was before, because I have to watch the kind of travel that I do with. I have two kids.
Okay.
I can't travel as much as I used to.
Well, you know, if you have two kids, real estate is a very hard industry to work in, because your time really is not your own in that industry.
Right. I was looking at more of a niche in the type of real estate, possibly looking for, you know, maybe a company that does, that maybe purchases homes and things, and just in a kind of a different type of niche, maybe in a short sale type industry in real estate. So there's a number of different things I was looking at, because to actually give my time, you're right, on the night and the weekends doesn't really work with children.
I probably would not recommend it. You might find something that would work that way, but it's not doing something that is really what I would call your heart's desire. It's not expansive enough for you.
So as far as expansive goes and visionary, I'm trying to think and working in some prosperity into that, and exactly where that could maybe lead me.
Right. And the first thing to do is to think about what is it that you would most like to do while you're here, you see, on Earth. I mean, you came in with a particular purpose, and you came in the mid-60s. Basically, your entire group was here to be social change makers. I mean, all those people who were born along with you in the mid-60s came in to be social change makers. So think about what it is that you would like to change and start focusing in that direction. And just, you know, set a belief that the universe will show you each step of the way so that you can accomplish that. Set your intention that you actually believe that that can happen. And the universe will provide it to you. You don't have to know every step of the way. You have to know what your intention is. That's the only thing you absolutely have to know. The rest of it, you know, the universe will just lead you one step at a time. You know, when I became an astrologer, I left a corporate job, you know, back in the 90s where I was making $50,000 a year. And I didn't know how I was going to do that. You know, how was I going to replace $50,000 of income? You see, but the universe provided it one step at a time. And within about 8 weeks, somebody called me and asked me to write a sun sign column for their website, and they replaced 50% of my income like that.
Great.
You just can't know exactly what all the steps are. You just have to trust that you're going to have, that the universe is there with that bridge for you and will lead you to the next step.
Okay.
So just think about your intention. That's the most important thing you can do.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Okay. Great. If you want to do a career consult, call me, and we can do that. It takes a little bit longer than we can do on the air.
Okay. Yeah,
okay?
I understand. Sure.
All right.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, you take care. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. You have burned out light bulbs in your home or office? Or how about something that needs to be fixed in your facility, your home or your car? Maybe it's your clothing. Whenever we don't fix things, the energy of that area is decreased and our prosperity is decreased. Light bulbs represent a form of energy, and when they're burned out, you have less energy. In prosperity, energy is the name of the game. If you had a broken arm, I guarantee you, you wouldn't wait any time at all to get that fixed. And it's no different with your surroundings. Your surroundings represent your energy. So keep things in good working order so your energy and your prosperity will remain high. Now, next Friday on March 4th, after I talk about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the last shift of the Mayan calendar. This is extremely important. We're going to have an enormous shift next week, actually on March 9th, and it's extremely important. So I hope you'll tune in for that next Friday. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your 2012 Good Timing Guide while it's on sale for 20% off now through March 10th. And there's only 13 days left to pre-order at sale prices. Or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. And while you're at the website, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide, too, and your newsletters. Okay, this is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and we're doing something unprecedented at this year's Northwest Women's Show. We'll be conducting live broadcasts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and videotaping interviews, too. So if you want to take your message out to a global audience, reach over 300 cable, FM, AM, radio stations, give me a call at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Or email me at live@thedrpatshow.com. That's live@thedrpatshow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.